Parshas Miketz, Kapitel Mem Beis, Pasuk Aleph. Vayar Yaakov ki yesh shever b'mitzrayim, v'yerma Yaakov levanav lama tisrahu.
Hi everybody. I'm giving out my invitations now for my bar mitzvah.
Hey, Baruch's giving out the invitations for his bar mitzvah. That's an invitation. Looks to me just like a Xeroxed copy of I don't know what. When they make a tea party in my shul, they give out papers like that. Maybe Baruch's having a tea party for a bar mitzvah.
Hey, I'm giving out the invitation to my bar mitzvah also. Here, look at my invitation.
Look at Zambel's invitations. It's beautiful. The paper's like silk. And look at these letters. They like jump up at you.
Be careful with that gold band around the invitation. It's very, very expensive.
This is no invitation to a tea party.
By the way, did anyone see my new watch? It's a Tourneau.
Wow.
Shoo, my father bought it for me. I think it costs like $600.
I don't know, why do you need a $600 watch to tell the time? I bought mine for $299, and my time doesn't go any slower with it than his. Do you have more time if you have such a watch?
It's not the point. People like me, we have such watches.
Hey, don't get too close to me. Don't you see this is my new Borsellino hat? It costs $250.
That's the one you're gonna wear by your bar mitzvah?
No.
For my bar mitzvah, I'm getting one that's custom made. This is just my weekday hat.
Is that your bar mitzvah suit?
Huh? No, this is not my bar mitzvah suit. This suit I bought in Bar Pocket only cost $300.
My bar mitzvah suit, we bought in Manhattan, in fancy Schlemancy Street. My bar mitzvah suit is custom made. I don't know if it's going to be ready on time.
Anyway, did I tell you who's going to be singing by my bar mitzvah? Who? Lemuel Amplifier.
Wow!
I heard that he charges like $2,000. Well, he's coming with a choir, so it's going to be more by my bar mitzvah. Can I come along with you to your bar mitzvah?
Sure, there's going to be plenty of place. There's going to be this big white stretch limousine that's going to take us.
By the way, I suggest anyone that's invited to my bar mitzvah should not eat 3 days beforehand. We're going to have this smorgasbord with frankfurters that are covered by dough, dough covered by frankfurters, salami covered by turkey, turkey covered by salami, and one big, huge pieces of bologna all over my bar mitzvah.
Wow.
And that's just the smorgasbord before the bar mitzvah. Wait till the main dish. It's going to take 2 waiters to carry each dish.
Wow.
And you should see the Viennese table. That's going to be rolled in right afterwards. It's coming straight from Vienna. Any kind of cake you can possibly imagine.
Is there going to be Ziegelman's cake?
Are you kidding? Mr. Ziegelman made a new cake just for my bar mitzvah. Filled with sushi.
Wow.
There's going to be potato cake and potato soda. There's going to be apple turnover.
Looks like there's going to be a lot of people and you have to turn them over to get them out of the bar mitzvah when it's finished.
Don't ask.
The Rebbe's coming! The Rebbe's coming! The Rebbe's coming!
So, what's this? Bar mitzvah. I'm so happy. Baruch, where's your bar mitzvah going to be?
My bar mitzvah is going to be in the basement of my shul. Anshe Plains people. It's going to be at 7 o'clock Tuesday.
And Zanvil, your bar mitzvah?
My bar mitzvah is going to be in the famous Glat HaLastamakek. It's overlooking the Hudson River.
I think we're overlooking something else over here. My dear children, you know that the Magen Avraham says that a bar mitzvah is as great as the day of our chasana. It's a day we're makabel upon ourselves oil Malchus Shemayim. The oil of Malchus Shemayim, that's what we have to be walking around with. Not with 500 pounds of extra sushi in our stomach, not that kind of an oil. And second of all, I don't like the fact that we're looking down over here at some other people's bar mitzvah. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam doesn't measure bar mitzvahs by how fancy they are. Yes, Zanvil, what's the matter?
My father's here to pick me up.
Let me have a word or two with your father. Hello, Mr. Eigenstecher. How are you?
How are you, Rabbi? What's doing?
Baruch Hashem, everything is fine. I was wondering if I can have a word or two.
Oh, that's all right. Oh, you're probably wondering why I came to pick up Zanvil early. It's just that we're a little worried that he should walk home alone at night. You know, when you're as rich as I am, and you have a fancier car as I do, and you extend and you have such a big house as I do, you begin to worry about certain things. I'd rather take him home myself.
That was my concern. I think that you're exposing... I think you're exposing Zanvil to some danger over here.
Exposing Zanvil to danger? What nonsense is that?
Do you know that the first Luchais was destroyed?
I think I know that.
Chazal say it was destroyed because it was given with a lot of pomp and so many people were watching. The second Luchais that was given quietly lasted. We really ought to be concerned with an Ayin Hara. Besides, for the other midos that we're supposed to implant into our children on the day of our bar mitzvah.
I hear. I have to go now. My father is waiting in the car downstairs. Come, Zanvil, let's go.
I hope he understands that I really mean it for his good.
Marcher, you seem upset. What's the matter? I don't like the way you're driving.
Father, Zanvil's Rebbe just spoke to me. He's not happy with our bar mitzvah. I would think when a person spends $180,000 for a bar mitzvah, that should be showing covet for the mitzvah.
You know something, now that his Rebbe brought it up, I must tell you, I'm not very happy either.
Why aren't you happy?
First of all, everyone's talking about this bar mitzvah.
Isn't that what we want?
Didn't Yaakov Avinu send his sons in through 12 different doorways? That's why Yosef accused them of being spies, so there shouldn't be an Ayin Hara.
Well, that's something else.
Why is that something else?
Listen, I'm spending $180,000 on a Sudas Mitzvah and a Bar Mitzvah. Isn't that protection on its own?
I think that you're spending $180,000 not on a Bar Mitzvah, but on the Bar. Without the Mitzvah.
You're crying, Father. Why are you crying?
No. When I was in the concentration camps, the Germans took me out one day for slave labor. They pushed me into a factory. And over there, I had to work with leather and skins. And then I realized that there were some skins on the floor that I had to make slippers out of. I looked at them, and I couldn't believe my eyes. They were Sifrei Torah that the Germans had destroyed. My hands started to shiver and shake. I started to cry. The German officer came over to me and he said,
"Continue working. What is the problem?"
"I will not make slippers out of this. Never, ever."
"In that case, you will not make anything else. I will shoot you now."
At that point, a friend of mine put his hand on my shoulder and he said,
"Listen, if he shoots you, that is not going to be a covet for the Sefer Torah. Do what you have to do. And one day after the war, you will raise children that'll be bar mitzvah and accept upon themselves the oil mitzvahs. That will be the revenge for the Germans. That will be the greatest covet for the Sefer Torah."
Those words gave me the courage to go through the war.
Well, you should be very proud now. You have an einikel that's getting bar mitzvah.
An einikel that's getting bar mitzvah. But the Sefer Torah is the furthest thing from his mind. I don't feel like I have an einikel getting bar mitzvah. I heard that he's laughing at some of the other boys in class who are becoming bar mitzvah. To me, this is stepping on the Sefer Torah all over again.
Father, please don't cry.
Zadie, don't cry. Ta, I just changed my mind.
Change your mind about what?
I don't need $800 hats and $1,000 suits and 6,000 pound sushis. I want...
You want what?
I don't want to make fun of anyone else.
What do you expect me to do with all this money I prepared for the bar mitzvah?
I want you to write a Sefer Torah, so Zadie can feel good. Along with the Sefer Torah, I want to buy, like, maybe you can buy hundreds of svarim and donate it to a yeshiva someplace, and it should be stamped in it, lekavod my bar mitzvah.
people that are eating the sushi cake and the potato cake, they're just going to be left with stomach aches after my bar mitzvah. But if we do this, and I just have a simple suda and a shul, like Baruch is going to have, look at Zadie's face. Look at the smile on his face, Tati. To me, that sweet taste is going to stay forever.
Okay, children. I was just handed a note by Zanvil, which I'm very happy to read for you. I want you to know that Zanvil's bar mitzvah is going to take place in the same shul as Baruch's bar mitzvah. Anshei Plains people.
Yay!
Just it's going to be the night afterwards. But beforehand, there's going to be a very special event. All the children of the class are going to be invited to come, and those that are over bar mitzvah will be able to write the last letters of the Sefer Torah.
Wow.
The special Sefer Torah. The Sefer Torah that's going to contain the pasuk Vayomer Yaakov Levonov Lama Tisro. Yaakov said, even though we have food, why should we show off to the Bnei Yisrael and the Bnei Esav as if we are full? Don't you realize, Zanvil, you thought people are proud of your fancy hat and stretch limousine. All that did was to make everyone jealous and hate you. Your sacrifice now of changing all of this to a Sefer Torah and to Svarim, now we're proud of you. This is what is going to make Klal Yisrael endure and live forever and ever after.